John Strauss, and this is Indiana Weekend, kind of a radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. Always interested in your thoughts, drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you have a suggestion or a comment. Let us know what's going on where you are. We stopped by Muncie Civic Theater the other day as they were in the middle of rehearsals for a show this weekend.
Together, we can harness all of the energy to
We arrived as they worked on the show Super Ability, My Power Within, a very different kind of production. In what is said to be the first program of its kind in Indiana, Civic Theater since September has been working with adults with developmental and physical disabilities in a kind of drama therapy. Laura Williamson, Civic's executive director, talked about the barrier-free theater program.
Basically, creating an original script for adults with special abilities. So that could be any type of autism or cerebral palsy, mental, physical, anything that sidelines adults in life that they would not be capable or able to audition for our regular main stage shows because of some aspect of their own lives. So instead of trying to create a play where they fit into a script that already exists, and that's kind of the beauty and the unique part of this program, is that they spend about 9 months writing an original script, and they themselves become the voices and the writers. So they're more than just actors that show up and read lines or memorize lines and act it out. They are creating and writing it as an ensemble. So being led in that process by a drama therapist that can see what the abilities of the group are and lead the process so that everyone will shine.
So there is a help that can be rendered to people through
a theatrical process. So a lot of times I describe it as rehearsal for life. So in rehearsal for a show, we put on a costume, we put on a role, we take on a character, and we put words in our mouths, and we take on a persona. In drama therapy, all of these personas that we take on are rehearsing for a healthier life experience. So it's all process-based that doesn't end necessarily in a performance as rehearsals for shows would, you know, with the whole idea of selling tickets and entertaining an audience. The end result in drama therapy is a healthier individual. So depending on what group of people you're talking about, if a drama therapist was working in a prison, they may be working towards helping inmates have a different concept of themselves other than that of prisoner, that of someone that has, you know, made many mistakes in life. But just by taking on a role in a play, they begin to see possibilities and stretch themselves in different ways. Another way that drama therapy can be used is with people with autism is rehearsing social skills like you would rehearse a play. Using eye contact, using appropriate manners, learning how to ask questions and not just, you know, run on a long monologue. And so that can be rehearsed like a play. People who are in recovery for addiction can rehearse, once they're out of a rehab situation, what it would be like to say no to once confronted with the same, you know, people or circumstances that led them into addiction.
You've seen this work before. You've seen the effect that this has on people.
Absolutely. It's often a group process. So that's one of the differences between traditional therapy and drama therapy is in traditional therapy, talk therapy, sitting on a couch, everything is very cerebral, talk about it. It's a world of ideas. Drama therapy is embodying an issue or circumstance or imagining something different, actually putting it on its feet and playing it out. So you're rehearsing it.
When you were an actor before you started doing all this...
I still am an actor, John.
I mean, I'm saying that wrong. As an actor...
Thank you.
As an actor, even before you started doing this, did you get the sense of, you know, there's some positive benefit out of what we do?
Oh, absolutely. I know, and I experienced that absolutely in my own life. Absolutely. And sometimes by accident, you take on a role, you get really into the world and the life of a character, and then you're a little bit changed by that. You are looking at the world, depending on how seriously you take it. I have a great respect for the process of acting, and when people can get in pretty deep behind a character. And then when the show is over and the costumes come off and everything gets put away, you realize that you're a little bit changed by the experience.
Barrier-free, I mean, this would be an example of community theater really being part of the community.
And that's our whole mission. A few years ago, when I was on the board and not in the position that I am now as executive director, but I brought the idea of barrier-free theater to the board, explained it, and to their credit, they said, this is who we are. We are a nonprofit, and we do not operate on a tremendous budget, although by the success of our shows, our budget is growing, which is exciting. But still, we are very conservative with the projects we take on. So to take on something like this, we had to know what we were getting into. And the board members across the board said, yes, we want to be. And really, it was one of the programs. We do other programs and other outreach, you know, into the community centers as well, to nursing homes. But to become the theater for the whole community. So not just for the people that can afford tickets or that are interested in live theater, but we are serving the whole community.
Laura Williamson, Executive Director of Muncie Civic Theater, talking about drama therapy. Civic's barrier-free theater has been working with adults with developmental and physical disabilities since September. This weekend, May 13th and 14th, they're presenting a show written by the performers called Super Ability, My Power Within. You can find details at MuncieCivic.org. Up next, one of the performers talks about her role in the show. We can be heroes just for one day.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
At Muncie Civic Theater, a different kind of rehearsal taking place. As one group of actors works on stage, a young woman is rehearsing her lines with a friend, a Ball State student volunteer.
You!
Me?
Yes, you. Tell me. What's the secret code?
I don't know.
Liar!
That's Allison Hare, a performer in the Barrier-Free Theater program for people with disabilities, and her new friend, Ball State student Brittany Shambaugh. We're talking with both ladies, starting with Allison, about her role in the show.
I'm rehearsing for Super Ability, My Power Within.
And what's your part? Who's your character?
I am Madame Deception.
Is there some of you in this character? You do it so well, so convincingly.
I tend to be a little evil sometimes.
It looks like it's a lot of fun.
It is. I like just, you know, being in the theater, being with people who are really great actors.
Sounds like you've had some experience too.
Yeah. I used to do theater a lot back when I was little. I started when I was like 10 years old.
You're an actress. I mean, it sounds great.
Thank you.
Can you tell me your name?
I'm Brittany Shambaugh. I am helping out at Barrier Free. I come here every Wednesday, and I love being here, and I love meeting all the people and working with them. It's great.
Are you an acting student or a teacher, or what do you do?
I'm just a very dramatic person naturally, so I think I fit in great. Yeah, I don't know. I've done a few plays here and there, but nothing big.
Are you a student or?
Yeah, I am a freshman at Ball State.
Okay, and what are you studying there?
I'm double majoring in history and social studies.
Oh, so not in the theater at all. You're just.
I'm considering a minor in theater. I would love to. I love being here.
Tell me about this program and what you like about it and how that works.
Oh, it's just amazing. I wasn't sure what exactly it was, and so I came here in August when it all started up, and it was just eye-opening. I mean, I've met so many incredible people. I mean, we're so close now, as you can see. And so...
You're holding somebody's hand as we talk, and she put her head on your shoulder.
Yeah, it's an amazing environment. Like, I try to stress to people how incredible this is, and just to see these people start out so, like, kind of shy, because, I mean, none of us really know each other. A few people did, and now we're all just so close. We joke around. It's just... it's incredible to see all their true colors shine, and it's beautiful.
And you're about to have a production coming up.
So we are, like, Friday and Saturday, the May 13th and 14th. So it's gonna be so good.
What's that going to be like after all of this work that you've done?
It's gonna be incredible. We're all talking about, all the volunteers here. We're like, once the production is complete, we're just probably gonna just start crying, because it's just gonna be so great to see all our hard work and all of the friendships and everybody, all these little, I don't know, just moments come together and create something so amazing.
What's it been like? I mean, when you first started, because you've done some acting, I guess, right? But this isn't something you do every day. So how did you know what you were doing? How did that go?
I didn't know what I was doing. I just came here and I didn't know. I thought I'd just be like kind of more watching. But I mean, you get thrown into this. You're actually an actor or actress, and you get lines and everything, and you get to help other people with their lines, run through them. That's what we're doing now, just running through them. It's just so hands-on, and it's everything and more than what I thought it would be.
Tell me about Brittany as a, do you call Brittany a teacher, a coach, tell me about her and what kind of job she does.
She's a friend.
Tell me about your friend, Brittany.
She's a really amazing, amazing person. She's very kind, very sweet.
Now, I can't believe that you would ever be nervous about anything. Is theater hard? I mean, it would be for me to stand on a stage, but you seem to have so much confidence.
Well, I've done theater a lot, but, you know, after, like, a very long hiatus, like, pretty much 2 years, it's pretty much hard for me to, you know, gain that confidence back, but I do believe in myself.
Can you tell me a little bit about how this program helps the folks who are the actors like you?
It pretty much helps, you know, get us back on our feet in terms of, you know, recovering from certain stuff back that held us back, like physical limitations.
Do you mind talking about your physical limitation? What?
I had surgery on my tailbone, so it really did help me back from, you know, doing the theater, the thing that I love the most.
Do you want to continue doing plays and theater
work? Yes, very much. I would really love to get back into theater once again. And this is a way to, you know, gateway my back in.
What have you learned doing this? Because, you know, you weren't really prepared for this by school or anything.
Yeah, I've learned so much. It's just to accept people in every way, just to never doubt anything that anyone can do. I mean, through drama therapy, I've seen such incredible things be done, and just to be kind and love other people, really. Just open yourself up and be yourself. I think it's just such a great, great thing.
Sounds like you're going to remember these folks.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm definitely going to. I'm going to miss them over the summer. But hopefully, I just hope and pray that they're going to be here next year, and so we can all come back together and start another year of all of this.
That's Brittany Shambaugh, a Ball State freshman double majoring in history and social studies, who's a volunteer with Muncie Civic Theater's barrier-free theater program. With her is Allison Hare, who plays Madame Deception in the show this weekend called Super Ability, My Power Within. You can find details at MuncieCivic.org. Coming up, Laura Williamson, Civic's executive director, on an intensely personal insight she had in a show that highlighted the power of drama therapy.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
How would we describe, if we could, the health of community theater?
The difference between going to see a show at Emmons or going to the Murat in Indianapolis, you know, which put on amazing, wonderful, beautiful road shows that come with professional actors, sets, and costumes. And I love that. you know, and I love that we have that available to us. We're not competing with that. We are telling stories that are, and sometimes, you know, it's the same stories, you know, Fiddler on the Roof, 9 to 5 coming up. Let me push that real quick.
Right.
You know, we have our season of shows, and they will be told by community members. They will be directed by community members, costumed. The sets will be designed and built. So it's a complete reflection of people living here in this community. I have such a passion for this process because I believe that it is not just the professional people that are talented. Talent is...
There's some talent that lies within
absolutely
most people, right?
Absolutely. And it just takes sometimes the least amount of encouragement, putting them in the right environment, and getting them to trust themselves. And even if it's been since high school or never, there's just sometimes something in someone that says, I have a good voice, or I have a great imagination, or a strong speaking voice, or I want to get over being shy, or I want to meet new people. You know, I'll tell you a really funny thing. We have a lot of couples that have met here, almost in every show. People, you know, that didn't know each other, that we have a wonderful, we are a theater for the community, and we are also a wonderful community of people that are putting on theater. That there's also a fluidity to, that it's not ingrown and it's not difficult to become a part of who we are.
Well, this looks like it would be fun to do when I watch you all getting ready for a show.
We take having fun really seriously. If it wasn't fun, you know, I mean, it's hard work, but it is fun. And we are doing it for the love of it. And that is why the volunteer experience is very, it's really sacred. It's a really important part of what we do. So people are coming after their jobs. They are leaving their families, you know, to come and do this thing. And I think there's something that's lovely about stepping outside of one's routine. And I think that's what gets people excited to come and do a show. And then, at the end of 6 weeks or 8 weeks, when it's all over with, they're ready to step back into their family life. And maybe they're a little bit changed. They're a little bit, in a good way.
I'm amazed at the number of productions that you put on mm-hmm. in a year, because I'm just thinking how each of those mm-hmm. is a great effort.
It is. And we do a lot with a little, but we have a lot of people helping us do that. And that's where there's a tremendous amount of respect for people's time and talents, and also a real push to develop those talents.
This is all a volunteer effort, and there are volunteer opportunities for lots of folks, not just those
yes.
who are actors, right?
Absolutely. We have people sewing. We have a sewing group that meets on Thursdays at 1, mostly women, but certainly open to men as well, helping to organize our costumes, our shoes, our hats. We are the keepers of Muncie's clothing. Like wedding, we have more wedding dresses than you can imagine. Army uniforms, you name it. You know, the stuff that, you know, people give to us that we're so happy that they do, and we try to take care of it. And if we can't use it, you know, we do pass it on responsibly. But we also build shows for every show that we're doing. And so storing, you know, our costumes and our immense hat collection and gloves. John, you wouldn't even believe the amount of gloves that we have. It's unbelievable.
Tell me a story about doing this. It's got to be kind of a special moment when, you know, you take that bow at the end
sure.
or something.
Sure. I mean, I'll share a personal story that I don't mind sharing since you asked.
I did. That's right.
I had the good fortune to be cast as Dolly in Hello, Dolly. And that was my first role here on this stage, although I have a background in theater and have been performing for years. That was the first time I was cast here. And I didn't tell anybody that I had experienced a significant loss in my personal life just a few years prior to that. So I was still very much in the grieving process, but thought to myself, it would be a good thing to get out and get back to theater, get back in touch with that part of myself as an artist. And I had kind of forgotten that, you know, the role of Hello, Dolly is about a woman that is grieving and has to make a decision to get back into life, that, you know, she's been sitting on the sidelines. And so the parallel to my own life story was pretty powerful. And so that's where that idea of witness is so real to me, because every night when I would stand on that stage and have a soliloquy with the audience where I was conversing with my husband that had passed in the show, about how I wanted a sign that he was okay with the fact that I'm going to get back out there, and before the parade passes by, I am going to live my life.
And the character was speaking your lines.
Yes, absolutely. And that moved me ahead in my own grieving process in a powerful way. And that's where I really did understand personally and deeply the power of drama therapy, the power of drama as therapy for an individual and even for audiences. Because I think even for the person who's not portraying the character, but that has experienced something similar to what that character has experienced, they also feel witnessed in that moment. They feel not so alone. And I think that that is a different experience than watching a movie, but because you are live, that there's an exchange of energy between the actor and the audience that is pretty powerful.
So you just started in February. You're seeing things very differently, I'm sure.
We at Muncie Civic Theater have this incredible building that we are in, the Boyce Block. But there's a story that's kind of cool that James Boyce, who built this building in the 1880s, wrote a letter to the Ball family up in New York State when their factory had burned up there, and they were looking for a place to rebuild. And because of the gas boom here, he said, how about coming to Muncie? So Frank C. Ball came down from upstate New York and took a look at Muncie, Indiana, and they signed the contract here in this building for the Ball family to come. I'm bringing down the barrier.
Laura Williamson, Executive Director of Muncie Civic Theater, talking about the power of drama as therapy. Civic's barrier-free theater program, in which people with disabilities write and perform their own production, began in September and culminates this weekend with a performance of their show, Super Ability, My Power Within. You can find details at MuncieCivic.org. It's an example of community theater being part of the community, just as Civic gets out to nursing homes and other places. Coming up next weekend, the Ball State Discovery New Musical Festival at Muncie Civic Theater, and in June, 9 to 5, the musical. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft, and special music consultation thanks this week to Stephen Turpin. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.